So welcome. This is the
This is the Rugged Rasters.
Yes.
And you're tuned in with your faithful guy, Sam. And you're chilling with my guy here.
Alex, I'm here. Ready for it. And we have very, very special guests.
Oh, he means very, very special guests.
Very special guests.
Yeah.
So who we have here is,
allow me to reintroduce myself, as much as I didn't introduce myself anyway. They call me Byron. By the ducks, they call me Ace. And this has to be an experience because it's the truth, you know. It's something that has been reflected upon for a while.
It's a special episode,
you know. And
we're putting actually like
we also got another special guest in the house, but she's a bit camera shy, so she promised to join us on the next episode, you know. And
she's gonna introduce herself.
All she's gonna say is just that premium time. Hello,
my name is Jada. Yeah, I'll be joining you on the next episode.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
It's nice to have you in this episode.
It's nice to have you in this episode.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
She's out here doing her nails and thing, man. You know, she's even got that courtesy, you know. Huh? Anyway, let's get back to the topic at hand. Now, have you guys ever heard about a 4G experience?
What is it?
You know the way nowadays you get a phone and fucking hell, we're even in the 5G generation right now, but I'm gonna take it back a notch, you know. Back to the 4G.
At least for the listeners to actually understand.
Yeah, we need to take it back a notch.
What
yeah.
Is a 4G experience?
So a 4G experience is what. Rather, let me expound on the words 4G. So it was meant to be as just a slight, let me say pun, like the ones you guys used to make your eggs in the morning. It was meant to be something simple. Yes, your goodness is oh my God, oh my Lord, oh my Jesus. In fact, we live and say oh my Buddha.
It doesn't mean the Jesus part.
No. That was just for. Anyway, let's get back to the real thing at hand. So, you know the way nowadays when you connect a phone to the internet and you have that premium 5G experience where, you know, your internet's crisp, everything's good. Then you go back to 4G and you're like, what the fuck am I doing here? What's this bullshit that I'm using on my phone? Anyway, I went off topic for a bit. Now, the 4G experience is basically, in quotes, a fugazi experience. This is something that you've had before, that you are like, what the actual fuck happened? Like, what happened to me in this experience?
What do you mean?
And the thing is,
What do you mean, though?
So, picture a certain day, you've rocked up to the club. And it's just a random experience.
This is a club experience.
So, you've walked up to the club, and you're about to get your drink, yeah? Now, just as you're getting your drink, there's a drunk-ass motherfucker right next to you.
Okay.
You've just checked into the club. You've not even had your first shot. So this drunk person happens to fuck up your night, you know, just by doing something silly. That's what I mean, fugazi.
Oh, fugazi, like super silly.
Like silly, like they just maybe knock off your drink or bump into you, know, step on your shoes.
Let's do
some dumb shit.
Would you
fight that guy?
No, I'm
asking a question.
Would I fight that guy personally? Well, I'm not gonna lie. If I've just checked into the club and I can clearly see that this person is a waste of my time and all of that, I don't really think I would.
You wouldn't fight him.
Although under different circumstances.
He's talking about good vibes though.
That's why I asked the question though. If you would want to fight him though.
No, no, no. The thing is, the only time I believe, in a club, if you're ending up in a fight scenario, at that point, you've exhausted your good vibes level.
How many?
Like your patience is gone, fam. You get?
No, okay. What would get you to that point, like? You would want to fight that person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's only two things in the club that can get you to that point, to be honest. One of them is perhaps disrespecting my girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one would have to be from hella drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like... I'm not done.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like
mm-hmm.
you've disrespected me in a way that we cannot simply just talk about it.
Because
mm-hmm. at the end of the day, being drunk is never an excuse to do anything.
There's two sides of the story.
Exactly my point. Yeah. So if you cannot relate, then I might then get I can get aggressive.
Then you can fight.
No, there's no fighting.
I'm saying not fighting. But you said you'd get to the point where you would fight. No.
Basically, yes, I can't get to the point of fighting. I'm not an advocate to do it. Not fighting myself.
Fighting that other person.
I would basically try to put the other person out of the element of stupidity. And in most cases, when we are all under the influence, if I'm being very honest with everybody here...
Under the influence is not a problem anyway, though.
That's not the problem. I'm just saying, if we cannot relate with the other person, at times it gets to the point of violence.
Wait. Can we say this? This is Drug Adrusters.
Yes.
And we have Byron as our guest.
Yeah.
Right?
Woo woo!
Oh, shit. Forgive me for my foul language, but shit. This is DJ S.
This is DJ Ace. This is DJ Ace, man.
My guy.
In the fucking booth.
In the fucking house. Oh, my guy.
So this is our guy, man. This is our guy. And anyway,
this is an exclusive fucking episode.
And love.
It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful.
Yo, bro.
And for...
We love you, bro.
100.
We love you, man.
Yeah. We love you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you tell us, man,
my guy. What the fuck, bro?
Like I was saying before, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's been certain moments where,
mm-hmm.
you know, you get to the counter, you've just walked in, and you tell the bartender, "Yo, listen, I've had a shitty ass week, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, work has been shitty, life has not been going great. Maybe there's issues with the family and that."
Mm-hmm.
So you tell them, "Yo, I just need a quick pick me up. Just give me like two shots, yeah."
Okay.
And then the next thing you see is some drunk ass motherfucker. Excuse my language for the fans.
No, but yeah, you see some drunk ass motherfucker. Yeah.
You get to see someone
who's hella faded, pull up to the same counter you're at, and then they accidentally knock your drink. So the problem is you've already come with so much emotion held within you from whatever happened to you before.
Yeah.
And now, just because this one person fucked things up for you, it gets to a whole other spectrum, isn't it?
Yeah.
So now that's where I'd call that now a Fugazi experience.
Oh, it's a Fugazi. It's a forgiving.
Anyway, as I was saying, you know, like, you've literally had a fucked up week. You just want to come to the club, or maybe you're local, or shit, this could even be in your house, man. You know? And you just want to unwind.
This is a mother, though.
This is a mother, though.
It's a major mother, though. But you guy, you know what? Carry on, my guy.
So you just want to let go of all that shit. And then, that happens to be someone who's been in the club from like... Shit, I can't even put a time limit on it, but basically they've been in the club longer than you, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Then this person just happens to come and knock off your drink. You haven't even... Knock off my drink, not yours. No, like I'm saying, in the sense of having a fucked up evening, you know? You've already had a bad week, you've come to unwind, and then someone just comes in. Before you've even taken part of your drink,
Someone just comes in. So you take a photo, but it's that drink.
You take a video.
Take a video.
What the fuck? We are flowers. That's some bullshit. Anyway, listen.
Yeah.
So this person knocks off your drink. Yeah. That time, perhaps that was just you just want to come to club for a quick pick me up. So in a case scenario like that, nkona asira, nisha, so chances are, in that case scenario, I'm not gonna be thinking straight, you know.
True.
I might look at the person who knocked off my drink and fuck them up seriously, not because of they've really done me some wrong and all, but even nkona asira. Now that in my experience is what I'd call a 4G night.
What is
a 4G?
4G night. Ah, 4G. 4G. Okay.
The it's 4G for short.
Yeah, the 4G.
But it's basically a 4G experience.
You get it? It's that's like a 4G experience. You get like
4G.
Like it's Fugazi. You get it's FG 4G. You get
it. So all I'm gonna let me drop the mic down to Sam. Have you ever had a 4G evening?
My guy, yeah, like
okay. What's the thing about a 4G?
That conversation, is... please. Let's take it next episode. And my brother Byron, we're gonna have you in another episode. But anyway, you wanna continue the experience, please.
So yeah, like I was saying, now in the case where you keep going, you have two options at the end of the day. You can either fuck this nigga up, or you can be the bigger person and be like, oh shit, he fucked up, I bartender, you know, well, just pop me up another one. Or, at the end of the day, you can only just stand up, walk away.
What else can you do?
My guy, I'm telling you.
And yeah, okay. What else can you do?
Nah, you know, I'm putting it in every single
instead of actually fucking the motherfucker up, you good?
Yeah, but now, that's the only thing I do.
You know why I said it's a 4G experience? Because at the end of the day, before your brain gets into tune that you don't have to fuck the nigga up, I'm talking like you're hella pissed off.
Yeah.
You've had a very shitty ass week.
Yeah.
For various reasons. You know, everyone has their reasons. But and then you feel like this is the one chance you've gotten to just forget all the bullshit.
And fuck him up.
This is the one chance to really forget your bullshit that has happened to you. But then, someone accidentally takes that away from you. And then, in the process, now you see the part is, I didn't actually finish as to why you would get violent. In the process, you tell this person like, yo, you knocked my drink over. Like, what the fuck, man? Then they talk some shit to you. Or they disrespect you in some way.
So okay.
Maybe. Just saying.
Okay, so
in some
cases. Okay, so just get it out there though.
Yeah.
Okay. Who were you talking to at this particular moment? Is it like a female or is it like a male?
Well, of course, you know you can hear a female, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
If it's a female,
who are you talking to?
So, okay. So, at this particular moment, who are you talking to, though?
I'm talking to a nigga, bro.
Oh, you're talking to a nigga. But no, but...
Kanye,
excuse me, please. Okay, sorry, my people.
So the lady has an opinion to give us, and
there's a lady.
Hold on, Connie, a female can not do some fugazi shit.
Please come introduce yourself. Please come to this yourself.
Yeah. Introduce yourself.
No, you haven't. Please.
You did formally.
Jada here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Tell us, man.
Answer me.
I need an answer.
I was listening, but I have to get on this.
This is the Rugged Rasta's episode.
Rugged Rasta's
of
episode.
Exclusive. We have exclusive. You have to answer this question. And actually the conversation is getting nasty though.
Let me correct myself. I was speaking from a nigga's perspective.
Okay.
But then again,
Yes. Of course, it could also be a female has come and done some nonsense to you.
The same way a nigga can do some nonsense on me.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Exactly.
So?
So in that aspect, it has to be treated in a certain way. All I was simply saying is, he asked me a question of what could get me violent in a club. Yeah. And I told him, it's a certain experience at hand. Right? With a female involved, all I can say is, if it was male to female, things would be handled differently. You know?
Really?
In the sense where,
mm-hmm.
before you go all red, like, chances are, if we're talking about the true depth of what would actually happen, in most cases, and I'm just saying this openly, she can disagree with me on this. It's all right.
So who can disagree with this?
In most cases, if a girl was to come up to the bar counter, and I'm just speaking from my experience as a DJ,
hypothetically,
if a girl walk up to the counter, in most cases she's not alone.
Yes.
She could be one of her female friends,
okay,
or a male friend, okay.
Oh, this is speaking like in terms of.
I'm just speaking.
You're in terms at work.
Of, yeah, I'm
you're
at work.
At work. Oh.
But
the way also, people.
I'm speaking for those.
He's a DJ, though. So yeah.
I'm speaking for those also in a general aspect whereby.
Yes.
You've just come. You wanted to let go of some pressure that you have, and you end up getting cut short before you even begin. So you know the pressure points involved.
What do you mean about that? Okay.
I'm just simply saying, like the example I used before. You've just checked in. So you've had a shitty ass week. And then
you as a customer.
No, me as a DJ.
Now, I'm telling you now.
You as a customer.
This pictorial.
Yeah.
You've just checked in. You've brought yourself here to just let go of some stress.
Exactly. Right? You get it.
But before you could even get to the initialization of this stress, I'm talking like maybe you've already paid for your drinks, or maybe you've already done all that type of shit. And then, right before you even start, some drunk motherfucker out of nowhere knocks over your shit. Alright? Now, maybe, I'm just putting it in a general scenario. Maybe,
yes.
At that point, you didn't have maybe enough for another round, or you didn't want to spend more than recommended, right?
Okay.
So with that in hand, now you look at the person, you're like, yo, you dropped my shit, man. Like, what going, you know? I mean, I believe it's only fair if someone maybe drops your shit or whatever, if I was to drop your shit, for example,
in a club, and I don't know you completely,
it would be fair that I at least replace it or maybe try to make amends.
If it's
my bad, that is. You get me? Yes. So in that aspect alone, now if it's a nigga who's knocked over my shit and I tell him to replace that shit and he starts talking shit to me because he's on his own level, now that can get me to a point of violence. Because at that point, I'm thinking,
why would you get violence though?
I'm thinking, that's just me, that's my personal
opinion. That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's
just my personal opinion. My point is, why would you get to the point to violence?
Okay.
Why?
Yeah.
For me, it would depend on how the person has addressed the issue at hand.
Okay.
In the sense of, it's not about like you have to literally replace my shit.
How would you? Okay.
No,
please,
no,
please,
no,
please.
No,
please. Let me.
Oh,
please,
you continue.
Okay, my guy. So, after this girl has dropped the drink, what are the first words you're gonna actually ask this guy? You're gonna tell this girl?
Okay, the first words I would personally, regardless of however my mind state is, the first thing I would ask is, like, what's going on? Like, what are you doing? Why did you drop my drink? Just to know, like, is what's up? You know, to gauge also the levels that we're all interacting at. So, with that in mind,
as far as drunk levels, though,
that's just to gauge where he's at as well.
Okay.
If anything, shit, I can also say where she's at.
No, it can be a female.
It can be a female as well. So, with that in mind, usually, like I said in the beginning, the response I get will determine whether, in a general aspect, I will respond in an amicable manner,
mm-hmm.
okay. or I will resort to violence. Because
why,
I can
why
be pushed. Why, them. Okay. I'm just saying okay, generally.
That's not the question.
Listen.
That's the question.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Violence coming in.
That's what I'm trying to get to. You know, to be honest, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's not that every person that has this experience in the club
mm-hmm.
will be responded to with someone who's equally as what? Let me say as amicable, basically. Yeah, because like I said, some people, and I mean, even I have been one of those people before. Some people, you know, you might do some shit to them in the club, and they'll just be very rude to you, without any compromise or anything like that.
Yes.
So
we might just step on my shoe and just shoot you.
Yeah, you know, some niggas. Yeah, some people are just like hot. In fact, the right word is hot.
Trigger happy people.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry for the bad
but
words.
But I'm saying, like, for something like that
yeah.
is
mm-hmm.
something in the sense of would you take it offensively?
Like
first of all,
now that's what I was getting to.
Would you take it offensively?
That's a good question.
Because first of all, man. Men like me, we don't take things offensively.
Okay.
Like that. You get
okay.
mm-hmm. We're chilling, man.
Yeah, we're chilling.
Yeah, we're chilling.
But you know what, though?
No,
my guy here is also chill.
No,
but
I'm
you
saying,
know what,
I'm saying.
You know what? Opinion is
yes.
important.
Yes,
and
again,
I was speaking from a place of, like I said, at the beginning.
Yeah.
Mm.
We're putting ourselves in a scenario where
mm-hmm.
you've had a very shitty week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying this is like off the top.
I'm saying.
It's only that
you've had
problems before.
Me, I'm saying.
And now you want to let go of that stress.
Me, I'm saying.
Oh, you just want to let go. You just want to chill out.
Me, I'm saying.
But
me, I'm
before
saying,
you can even get to the point of letting go, someone cuts that short.
Me, I'm saying, if I have a shitty day, if I have a shitty day, I'm going to be... You know,
but what's a shitty day though to you though?
Shitty day for me. Well,
as a fucking
honestly,
man,
honestly
you
know? For me.
Because you never had bad days, bro.
Honestly for me.
Yeah, my guy.
If I have a shitty day, a shitty day for me is let me explain this way. My day is fucked, right?
Mm-hmm.
My day is fucked.
Mm-hmm.
My whole day is fucked.
Is it a shitty ass fucking week?
Shitty ass fucking week.
Yo, specific day that's a shitty
no,
day.
No, like,
it's
like a whole ass shitty ass fucking week.
Uh-huh.
And me like trying to think about like how I can probably explain myself to other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be.
It's about the fucking lecturer.
Yeah.
It's about the fucking lecturer.
It's everything.
All the fucking shit she or he does.
Everything.
Right?
Everything is
yeah,
a problem.
Yeah,
everything
yeah.
is a problem.
Yeah, for sure.
So for me, when I have a bad week, it is about that.
It's a fucking bad that. Yeah.
It's a bad week. You get?
Yeah.
It's a bad week in the sense that, like, I will tell you, Ben, may have. I've had a bad week. You get? Let me just relax. You get?
Yeah.
Bro, I know you understand me.
Yeah, I do. I guess
hey,
you do.
You get?
Yeah.
I know you understand me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just relax.
Yeah.
Enos.
Yes, sir.
This week has been bad.
Yeah, bro. You,
let
you,
me
you
just
actually,
let me just relax.
Yeah, you've actually
I've had a bad week.
You've actually blubbered about it, fam.
Yeah, I've had a
like it's
fucking
actually,
bad week.
Yeah, it's a
and the only guy who knows about it is this guy.
Because
I've had a bad week.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the only guy who knows about it is this guy. I swear. The only person who knows about it is this guy.
Man,
and I'm like,
I'm David there for me, my guy.
Mm.
Yeah. But you know
I'm
what?
I'm like, let me just chill.
Mm-hmm.
Lale.
Mm-hmm.
it's gonna be cool.
It's always fucking gonna be
okay. Yeah, it's gonna
be fine. As long as you're healthy, you're fucking healthy. Don't forget about that.
But yeah, I'm gonna be cool.
Yeah.
As long as you're healthy, I don't want to stress you as well also.
No, about at the end of the day, we were speaking of just something that could happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all the various extra scenarios that can be played out and whatever. Mm-hmm. And ways to deal with it at the end of the day.
Yes. Yes. So, together.
Yeah, it's like a general thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. This is the thing that I know I won't tell you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You get?
Yeah.
I won't tell you guys.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you guys.
Yeah, because this is an exclusive. But, you know, exclusive doesn't mean like we actually tell you guys what the fuck our secrets are. Unless you guys call. And you guys, as long as you fucking call us or you communicate with us, we're gonna actually talk back. So talk to us, man. Come on.
And also, this is, I mean, fam.
Yeah, bro. Work on.
It's the Rugged Rasters.
These are Rugged Rasters, man.
So bro,
don't forget we have a special fucking guest up in here, man.
And also, funny enough, we have a really good guest. A really special guest. No. Funny enough, we have a really special guest here. And we have Byron here.
We have him on set, by the way.
You know I'm always in.
And you know he's always around.
And
anytime.
And then you know what? And you know, we're also...
And funny enough, we have another guest.
Beautiful guest.
We have another special guest.
Yeah.
I wish you guys on the other end of the microphone could actually see how this girl looks so lovely right now.
This beautiful girl. Mm. This beautiful girl. Mm. Jada. Jada, you need to say hi. Say hi.
Is it hi or bye? Yes.
Say hi.
Okay. Instead of hi or bye, just combine all of them. Hi guys.
I'll see you all. I'll talk to you next time.
Fun enough. We have such a beautiful guest. And
from head to toe.
From head to toe. So she is beautiful. She is beautiful.
Isn't everyone here?
Everyone else here is beautiful. But we're saying, but like it, girl, you.
Just talk the spotlight. She.
Jada.
Next episode. Anyway.
All we're gonna say is we have Jada in the booth.
In the booth, baby.
She's in the booth. Perfect.
And you know what?
And she's perfect.
Yeah, in the next episode, she's gonna actually talk about her fucking feelings. And we're actually gonna get to know her.
Yes. We're gonna get to know about you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys need to.
Yeah.
So you guys get your feelings on check.
Yep.
We're actually on the next episode.
Yeah,
you're on the next episode, man.
Stay tuned, baby girls.
So
baby
boys. All we have is Mimi. Mimi, as Alex Mokio. We have,
and your guy here, my guy.
Sam.
Sam. He knows.
Exactly. We have Mr. Byron.
As they call me.
Exactly.
DJ Ace.
Right, let me stop the shit. No, really. I'll be back.
Yeah.
I'll be back. This conversation ain't done. For those of y'all who need to hear my music, the Rugged Rasters will tell you about it.
We will tell you about that.
Also,
we have...
Always down, baby girl.
We have Jada Lisa.
Baby girl on that.
Episode.
I meant you, man.
On the next episode. But wait. Listen.
This my guy here, my guy.
Listen to us on the next episode. We out.
always rugged. Always rugged, rastas.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Spicy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh la la. Bam.
So that's the outro, by the way.
Out.
Please stop.
But then let's